Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The former Trump campaign communications chief testified for the prosecution at the criminal hush money porn star trial in New York, Hope Hicks, about the Access Hollywood tape and the $130,000 payment to Stormy Daniels to keep quiet. After today's session, the defendant outside the courtroom.
I was very interested in what took place today, but I just have to say, we have a country to build. We have to rebuild it.
Negotiations continue in Cairo for a Gaza ceasefire and release of hostages. Many low-lying parts of Houston bracing for catastrophic flooding later tonight as heavy downpours continue, says Houston Mayor Whitmire.
We know what we have to do. Be alert.
Over a dozen and a half Americans were recognized for their contributions to the country at the White House with the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Among them, Opal Lee, the woman who campaigned for the Juneteenth holiday. This is ABC News. A California poultry processing network has been ordered to pay almost $5 million after a Department of Labor investigation found owners illegally employed children as young as 14 at dangerous jobs. Investigators found A1 Meat Solutions, JRC Culinary Group, Moon Poultry, and five other businesses employed children in work using sharp knives and denied workers overtime wages. Last-minute preparations underway.
The hats are ready and the mint juleps, too, for the 150th Kentucky Derby in Louisville. Horse lovers and those ready to place their bets descending on Churchill Downs Saturday for the short race that kicks off the first leg in the Triple Crown. Out of the 20 contenders in the lineup for the Run for the Roses, Fierceness and Sierra Leone are the early favorites. Storms, though, could be a factor for track conditions, rain and wind expected ahead of the race.
ABC's Michelle Franzen. It was an up day on Wall Street. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hey, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. All right, we have all had that moment where it is hard to resist an impulse purchase. Last year, I bought this heart-shaped waffle maker because I was like, won't that make Saturday morning so much fun? Well, it turns out when you don't use the darn thing, you don't have that much fun. So here are two ideas to help all of us cut back on spur-of-the-moment spending. First, unfollow your favorite brands on social media. Last year, companies spent $68 billion advertising to us on social media. They know that stuff works. And second, make a wish list. I love this. I keep mine in the notes section on my phone. When I see something in a store or online, and I didn't have a plan to buy it, but I really want it, I put it on my wish list. And if I still want it a week later, I check my budget and I see if I can afford it. Somehow, I don't think the waffle maker would have made the cut. For more tips on spending less and making more, head on over to workmoney.org. Take good care.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A conservative legal group is suing for easier access to information about Wisconsin voters. Copies of the voter registration list are legally available from the Wisconsin Elections Commission, but fees can run higher than $12,000. The Public Interest Legal Foundation says other states offer their voter lists for much less. Retired workers suffer when Social Security is underfunded and understaffed. That's the message this week from Wisconsin labor groups. Alex Brower leads the Wisconsin Alliance for Retired Americans.
We wouldn't have any of the systems in our economy without working people. And so when those working people retire, we are demanding that that retirement be dignified.
Brower says middle-income earners should not have to go into poverty when they retire. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
What's next for Doc Rivers? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks season came to an end Thursday night with a loss to the Pacers. Doc Rivers, who played basketball at Marquette, was asked what's it been like returning to Milwaukee nearly 40 years later.
I love it. I have an amazing appreciation for the city I live in, Milwaukee now. You know, it's funny, I was there in college, and I thought a lot about it. Didn't realize how much it would mean to me, honestly, until I got the job. And then I started thinking about all the guys, Hank Raymonds and Rick Majerus and all the professors at Marquette. I probably wouldn't be here if I hadn't gone to that school. So a lot of ways I feel like I'm going to do whatever I can for this franchise. And I really am. I think we can win. I'm going to do everything I can to create that because it means more to me than I think you think for all those reasons. So it's rare. Usually right after the year, you want to go take a break. I can't wait to get started.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers, with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight. We'll look for lows near 50. Some rain tomorrow morning, then mostly cloudy for the afternoon and a high near 60. Sunshine and near 70 on Sunday. On Monday, clouds return. The wind starts to pick up and a chance of storms in the late afternoon and evening. Highs low 70s. Right now it's 73.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to retired Major General Randy Manner about Project 2025 and what that could mean to American democracy. Hour number two, cars versus deer. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who does his own stunts, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. That's a great intro for tonight because the Fall Guy opens a movie about stuntmen. Is that why you played that, Conrad?
We'll say I did.
I knew it. Thank you for your honesty. Yes, The Fall Guy opens this weekend, and it's reviewing well, but our good friend Rob Thomas did not review it very well, and he will be here at 7:35 to talk to us about The Fall Guy and maybe a few other things, like we always talk about with Rob whenever he is on the show. Patrick Mines will be here at 8:05. He is the director of Clue at the Theater on the Bay in the Marinette area. Beautiful theater right in the water up in Marinette. They do some great work up there. We're very blessed in the community I live in to have a very talented group of people doing community theater. Because I know, like, the words community theater, you know, usually when you say that, you're met with like, oh boy, you know. No. First of all, I think community theater is great. I think even if it's just an outlet for people to be creative and do something different from their mundane lives, I think it's fantastic. But I will say that the group in Marinette does great work. There's some really talented people. There's a lot of people that went back home after being trained, and they do some good work. Clue will be playing up there this weekend. You can still catch it tonight if you get in your car and hurry. Maybe not tonight. Saturday night and Sunday, there's a Sunday matinee as well. We'll talk to Patrick about that at 8:05. And then one of our Friday faves, Terry Barr, stops by at 8:35. Terry will be reporting, do I have this right, Conrad, from a concert. She will be, we'll have breaking news.
Yeah.
Breaking music news.
She will be live at the Music Theory's concert tonight.
Mascot Theory.
Mascot Theory, yes.
And that will be fun to catch up with her, and we're going to find out what she has on her show tomorrow night on Max Inc. They always do a great job as well. If you have not heard Max Inc. yet, it's on from 6 p.m. to midnight on Saturday. It's a six-hour music show. They have Live in the Lair from 9 to 10, where they have a local band that's live, and they play live music, and it is really, really top-notch stuff. If you haven't checked it out, highly recommend it. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba is sponsored by the Minocqua Brewing Company, who is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out their webpage, minocquabrewingcompany.com, to see where you can buy progressive beer and join them for live music, poetry, and progressive politics at their new tap room at 2927 East Washington Avenue in Madison, Wisconsin. Incidentally, if you are in the Madison area, I will be down there Tuesday. We'll be doing a remote from the Minocqua Brewing Company, the new tap room there in East Wash, and that's going to be a fun night. John and Gordy will be there from the Madison Area Morning Show, WMDX, here at Civic Media. Kirk Bangstad will sing. Richard Vargas will do some poetry. It's going to be a really cool, kind of just a creative bash. So I'm excited to broadcast from Madison again. And I will leave Conrad the keys to the Ferrari here while I'm gone. But it will be a fun night. So join me if you're in the Madison area, or just tune in from wherever you are. So a good show tonight. Great to have you with me. It's Friday. It's a gorgeous day in our state. We're broadcasting live from WGBW here at City Deck Landing in downtown Green Bay. Great to have you with me. Conrad is riding shotgun as always, ready to take your texts. Am I right about that?
Of course. And you know what? It's a great day because the Brewers won against the Cubs.
You don't want to pretend I didn't hear that, Conrad. What are the standings? Now I got to go.
The Brewers are 20-11 right now, and I believe the Cubs are 17-13.
Okay, so it's a rivalry at least.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, that's all you. That's
it was a great game today. 3-1, we won. So
3-1. Was it at Wrigley or here?
It was at Wrigley.
Okay.
It was a fun game.
Yeah, you've said that three times now. Because is it because it's just because the Brewers? What's so fun about a game that's 3-1?
Well, it's just in the Cubs with Craig Counsell there now, so
that's why it's so much fun. Incentive, yeah. Okay, I guess I can understand that. It's funny, when I lived in LA, I would, all these Dodger fans hated my Cubs. It was like, oh, I hate the Cubs. Like, this was like 06 07 08. I'm like, they haven't won anything in 100 years. They're the most harmless team. How do you hate the Cubs? You hate the Yankees. The Yankees have won like 1/4 of all World Series there were. Those are the teams you hate. You don't hate the team that hasn't won in 100 years. And even the way they won in 2016, you got to get that. Who wants to deny that? That was a phenomenal sports story. Don't worry, buddy. Your Brewers will get there. Have the Brewers won? They haven't won a World Series, have they?
No,
as the Brewers.
They have not. Okay. You don't need to remind me about that.
I won't say great game 10 times in the next five minutes. Well, I'm glad you're having a good day, buddy. That's good. We have, if you haven't checked out the Civic Media News Roundup, I highly recommend it, folks. It's great. It's 8 or 9 minutes long. It's at the top of every webpage, every local radio webpage on the Civic Media, civicmedia.us website. Check that out. You get sports, news, weather. I do some comedy on there. Do my Hollywood Minutes. Great stuff. Check it out. And, okay, so what I want to talk about right now, this drove me crazy driving down here. This is not the first time. I'm not the first person to bring this up, and it's probably not even the first time I brought it up on this show, but I drive an hour to get here, which is fine. What? In this day and age, there are people that don't know what the left lane is for. Okay. All of us at one point or another space out. You know, maybe we get forgetful and we're in the left lane and we just forgot. We passed somebody we never got over. We heard something on the radio, we're on the phone, whatever. But there was a car today. I bet I had to add 10 minutes to my trip. There was a car today right next to a car in the right lane, right next to them. It's basic common courtesy. If you're right next to a car in the same, there's only two lanes of a 4-lane highway and you're right next to someone, get your butt over. Even if you're the car in the right lane, slow down. So, because this idiot in the left lane doesn't know what's going on. Drove me crazy. It's like people, right before they get on the freeway, it's like people tell them, you know what? Don't buy into all that left lane is the passing lane stuff. Just pick a lane and go with it. Drive as slow as you want. People have lives to lead. Please be courteous. And like we talked about this recently, if someone is camping out in the left lane, you don't need to put your bumper right at theirs. That doesn't do anything either.
That irritates me as well.
And that's what it just sucked. I was behind the car and I'm like, okay, you know, but I wasn't on their bumper. I was at least, 2 seconds you're supposed to be? Supposed to be, I think, a 2 second following distance, something like that. I don't know. Maybe I need a refresher course. Maybe they changed it. Maybe people can camp out in the left lane.
Need to take driver's ed again?
Maybe. I'll get my graduate degree. Be the best driver out there. Damn it. All right, so we saw this. We were talking about this before the show. There's a new poll, and this is our question tonight. I'll read the question first because this is some interesting stuff. What does not belong in a salad? because people are putting some crazy stuff in their salads. So what should not go in a salad? That's what I am asking you, our awesome listeners. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. What does not belong in a salad? A new poll asked people for the strangest things they like to put in their salads, and people got real creative. The answers include banana. Okay. Maybe. Peanut butter. Absolutely not. Peppermint. Huh? Popcorn. Marshmallows, meatballs, I guess I can see meatballs, beef jerky, and hot dogs. I'm getting that bile taste in my mouth right now. Like the thought of a hot dog in a salad is
that's gross.
Eat the hot dog separately. Wait.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe what, you're doing low carb or something?
Using the lettuce as buns.
Yeah, it's just still really unsettling. Overall, the number one salad topping is cheese, followed by tomatoes, bacon, croutons, and cucumbers. The most popular salad dressing is, Conrad?
Ranch.
You didn't even look at the sheet, did you?
No.
You just knew that. That's the number one condiment in America, I think, is ranch. People put it on everything. People dip their ranch in ranch. followed by Italian and Caesar.
Yep.
As for the actual greens, the most popular base is romaine.
Okay.
Yeah, I like romaine.
Yeah.
Followed by iceberg lettuce, spinach, spring mix. I love a good spring mix.
You know, I think iceberg's really good. I like iceberg.
Iceberg is good, but it's not very green, right?
No, I don't know. It has more of like a crispy.
Crunch.
Yeah.
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 I like that. I like mixing that with like the spring, because then you get the crunch. But I think you need some green in the actual greens to make it really nutritious, if I'm not mistaken.
See, I think cucumbers is really good in a salad.
Oh, me too. Yeah, that's on here.
Yeah, that was what, the fifth one?
Yeah, cheese is number one, followed by tomatoes, bacon, croutons, and cucumbers. I think bacon on a salad is great. Love bacon on a salad, especially with like some blue cheese or something.
You know, I think nothing on it, not on the list, onions. I love onions on a salad.
I do too. I love onions on anything, actually. And yeah, I'm with you. A little red onion.
Mm-hmm.
So I could never, I mean, maybe if you got creative and somehow surprised me and there was a banana in there. I have had fruit. My mom puts strawberries with like what's the cheese? Feta cheese, maybe.
Oh, okay. That's pretty good
with a vinaigrette. Yeah. Love it. Blueberries too. But yeah, the banana.
That's so gross.
Butter. How do you even put peanut butter in a salad?
I don't know. How is that going to mix with lettuce?
That's what I mean. It just sounds horrible.
Peanut butter and banana salad.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
Sounds so bad.
Just leave the salad out of it or put it on the side. And this is like peppermint, too. You can crush a candy cane and put it in a salad. I don't get it. So that's our question. Let us know what do you think does not belong in a salad under any circumstances? 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. We got a fun show tonight. Rob Thomas is here. He'll be along shortly. Terry Barr's here. Patrick Mines from the Theater on the Bay. They're doing Clue up there in Marinette. We'll talk to Patrick. Lots of fun stuff on the show. And when we come back, coming up next, maybe some Frankie Valli music to bring us back, Conrad.
Sounds good.
And we'll talk about Wes Anderson. That's next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Come on, Joe!
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Paul 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I went to go see The Queen of My Dreams, which is a beautiful film about a mother-daughter relationship. So funny, so beautiful, so heartfelt. Would highly recommend it.
And that concludes our Monday morning segment of Here's How Pat Kreitlow is an Uncultured Slob. You are cultured, man. You are a big old cup of yogurt over there. I mean, we're talking some fruit on the bottom over there.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
My favorite songs. It takes me back to my childhood. Frankie Valli. He's had a really interesting career. He's kind of like a crooner, but also he can sing rock. Just a magical voice. Turns 89 today. Is it 89 or 90? I lost track. Good stuff. So we have Gail Godot had a birthday this week, and she turned 39. And I know we do a lot of comedy clips on this show, but I think Wonder Woman is warranted. Wonder Woman, we did a superhero thing the other night. Who's your favorite superhero? I think only one person said Wonder Woman. So here's Gail Godot on Wonder Woman. She's so good, and this is like trying to get her to be a normal person, and they take her shopping, and it's Chris Pine and Gail Godot from Wonder Woman.
I did think you were dead until I got your call, you know. He's been gone for weeks, not a single word. Very unlike him. I'm introducing myself. It's Etta Candy. I'm Steve Trevor's secretary.
What is a secretary?
Ooh, well, I do everything. I go where he tells me to go and I do what he tells me to do.
Oh, well, where I'm from, that's called slavery.
I really like her.
Fantastic. Oh, ladies, that for you?
I do. I like her. And it does rather feel like that, except the pay is very good. We've got our work cut out for us, haven't we?
Is this what passes for armor in your country?
Armor. It's fashion. Keeps our tummies in.
Why must you keep them in?
Only a woman with no tummy would ask that question. Right. Conservative, but not entirely unfun.
I'll try it on, at least.
Very well.
Come on. Oh.
How can a woman possibly fight in this?
I love that movie. They're making a sequel. She was a great cast. Because she is, I mean, she's beautiful, but she's tall and athletic. And the fight scenes in that movie were so good. I hope the second one. When is the second one coming out, Conrad? Do we know?
Let me go to the Google.
Go to the Google. See what we can find out here. Because people turn to us for all the showbiz information. This is another big week for birthdays. A couple of my favorite movies are Bottle Rocket and Rushmore. Oh, you know what, though? First, Conrad, I think we have to talk about... I go to this birthday website, and the names are so crazy. We've seen some funny names from social media. There was one guy, a rapper. His name was Lil Poopy.
Yep.
And his dad gave him that name, and it stuck, sadly. And then there was another... There was a girl called I Has Cupquake. Don't know what that means. There's a rapper. This guy's a rapper, right?
Yeah.
We decided, okay, he's 21 today. Huncho 5 Legacy. What does that mean? What you don't even know what letters go together. Is it Huncho 5 Lick Z? Is it Huncho Lick Z? Lick?
And it's like he's shouting at you because it's all caps.
Maybe. Yeah, right. It's all caps too. Yes. And look, this guy's got more followers than me. He's doing something right.
He's got 32,000 on Instagram.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
I'm not saying like Pete Schwab is the greatest name in the world either. Conrad Krieger. at Conrad Krieger. That works. You got the alliteration going. But Huncho 5 Lick Z, I don't get it. I don't get it. Okay. So that was like the third worst name I've seen since we've been doing this. And here's the other thing. Let's hold on maybe to the Wes Anderson, because this really bugged me. Justin Bieber, who we've talked about before on the show. I don't dislike Justin Bieber. He's fine. He's kind of a prodigy at music when he was a kid. Now he's older. And he's trying to shake that kid image, you know, and he's got a beautiful wife. I think he's married to Alec Baldwin's daughter, if I'm not mistaken. And he's got the tattoos and he's added some hip hop, trying to be more of a, like an actual adult entertainer, not just, you know, the kid stuff like Baby Baby. So he posts a picture of himself today crying. Just a tear, a single tear coming down his face on his social media. I think that's weird. And I've seen people do that on Facebook, on social media that I follow. Why would you take a picture of yourself crying? It's so disingenuous. I don't know. I don't understand it. And you want us to know you're sad? There's a post you can do. Hey, my dog passed away. That's terrible. You'll get lots of love. But just a picture, like, it's so needy. I'm Justin Bieber. I have one single tear on my face. And to make it worse, his wife, Haley, said, he's a pretty crier. Are you trying to get your husband's ass beat? Like, why would you emasculate him like that? He's trying to be tough. He's got tattoos. He's rapping. But it's his own fault. He puts a picture of himself crying. It's beyond me. Conrad, you're more of that generation. Am I off base here? What's happening?
I don't think you should. Like you said, you know, if something like that happened, yeah, maybe make a post saying why instead of just posting a tear and, like, I don't know, looking for sympathy.
You want some love? I get it. We're all vulnerable sometimes.
Yeah.
But wow, that was just so odd. Hold on. The light wasn't right. I got to retake the picture. I got to get another tear going here. Say something sad, honey. So weird. So our question tonight is, what does not belong in a salad? Lots of crazy ingredients people are putting in their salads. What do you think does not belong in a salad? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC from the 608. Ross from Crawford County says, I don't put those pickled green beans in my salad. With good reason, Ross. I'm with you. I don't think pickles are kind of sweet. Not to say you can't put anything sweet in salad, but yeah, I don't think those. And I've seen those. Like those bean salads, that's like a free-for-all. There's lima beans in there and chili beans, and it's like, what on earth is happening? And green beans. People, I've seen those salads, and I find them overwhelming, frankly. From the 414, Tom in New Berlin says, Pete, Tom from New Berlin, all vegetables on the salad. I'm personally not picky. The dressing can be a challenge for some. Okay, that's fair. Yeah, of course, all vegetables. I guess we just kind of shunned green beans on a salad, but the pickled ones are the ones I would have an issue with, I think. I don't know, too. I go back and forth on dressings, too. If there's a homemade dressing, I'll try it. But if it's just like, you know, Hidden Valley, just give me an Italian or something. But yeah, any vegetable on a salad's good. Can you think of one that doesn't belong, Conrad?
Ketchup.
It's not a vegetable, dude.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said
I said what? Is that what were you saying that as a dressing?
Well, yes. Ketchup does not.
So redneck. If you put ketchup on your salad, you might be a redneck. All right. Rob Thomas is coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. It's Friday. Yay, everybody. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Eagle 1490 AM. ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The former Trump campaign communications chief testified for the prosecution at the criminal hush money porn star trial in New York. Hope Hicks, about the Access Hollywood tape and the $130,000 payment to Stormy Daniels to keep quiet. After today's session, the defendant outside the courtroom.
I was very interested in what took place today, but I just have to say we have a country to build. We have to rebuild it.
Negotiations continue in Cairo for a Gaza ceasefire and release of hostages. Many low-lying parts of Houston bracing for catastrophic flooding later tonight as heavy downpours continue, says Houston Mayor Whitmire.
We know what we have to do. Be alert.
Over a dozen and a half Americans were recognized for their contributions to the country at the White House with the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Among them, Opal Lee, the woman who campaigned for the Juneteenth holiday. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Northland College in Ashland says it plans to stay open. President Chad Dayton says he and the Board of Trustees have come up with a plan to keep the struggling small college open. Dayton says Northland could be financially viable again by fiscal year 2027. Wisconsin's newest sports betting venue opens today.
We may see a slight bump in sports betting revenue, but I think it probably benefits our food and beverage a little bit more.
Sean Cullen runs the Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino's sportsbook in Milwaukee. He spoke with WISN-TV's Up Front. A semi-crash yesterday sent dozens of cases of Miller High Life spilling on Interstate 41 in Menominee Falls. The freeway had to be closed for a couple of hours to clean up the mess. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Potential blockbusters opening at the box office this weekend include The Fall Guy starring Emily Blunt and Ryan Gosling as Colt Seavers. Movie history will be made as this is the first time someone named after a baby goose in real life is named after a fictitious young horse. The Fall Guy is pulling an 84 on Rotten Tomatoes. Also opening is the film Unfrosted, written, directed, and starring Jerry Seinfeld, which tackles the issue of cereal wars and the creation of the Pop-Tart in 1963 Michigan. The film has not been made available for review yet, which is never a good sign, but fingers crossed. Rom-com fans might want to check out The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway, which is also reviewing very well. And finally, sometimes we see a movie so long ago, we're just not sure if it actually sucked or if we were just young and jaded. In a related story, check out the re-release of Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace, which opens in selected theaters. The film hasn't gotten any better, but maybe you're more forgiving now or just need a Star Wars fix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight. We'll look for lows near 50. Some rain tomorrow morning, then mostly cloudy for the afternoon and a high near 60. Sunshine and near 70 on Sunday. On Monday, clouds return. The wind starts to pick up and a chance of storms in the late afternoon and evening. Highs low 70s. It's 71 right now.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's safety plan. It's an automated 24-hour emergency source, which is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. And if you lose power, these radios have a battery backup. NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Awareness Day is Wednesday, May 1st. As a Weather Ready ambassador, I suggest taking time to learn how these radios work, whether you are inside or out on your boat or camping. The Wisconsin Emergency Management website is a great place to start. Go to wem.wi.gov. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we do the show from the chair while I get my hair cut. We're not joking, it's the haircut show. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to Nightlight with Pete Schwab, a podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwab anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwab.
Welcome back. Rob Thomas will be here momentarily at 8:05. Patrick Mines joins the show. He's the director of Clue up in the Marinette area at the Theater on the Bay, which I highly recommend. A road trip, or if you're in the Marinette area, check it out. It's a beautiful theater, beautiful setting. They're doing the show Clue this weekend. You can still see performances Saturday night and Sunday. He will be here at 8:05. And then Terry Barr joins us a little later at 8:35 to talk about what's coming up on Max Inc. tomorrow. And she's going to be reporting live, actually, from the Mascot Theory concert. And we had the Mascot Theory. We had Eric Chellen from the Mascot Theory on the show earlier this week. He's been getting a lot of radio time here at Civic Media. That's how good these guys are. So I look forward to hearing from Terry. And our question tonight is, what does not belong in a salad? Some weird things people are putting in their salads. Downright unacceptable, if you ask me. But people are putting them in anyway. But what do you think does not belong in a salad? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. So far, we've heard pickled green beans, which I agree with. But also, you know, Tom from New Berlin said all vegetables can go on a salad. He's more picky about the dressing, which I get that too. So anyway, all right, we're going to pivot, as they say in radio. Do they say that in radio, Conrad?
Yeah, I believe so.
Sure, why not? Let's do a deep dive into that. Take a memo. Do they use pivot in radio? We're going to keep the show moving. It's Friday night. What better night to talk about movies and TV? My friend Rob Thomas, who writes for the Capital Times, he's the entertainment reporter, one of the entertainment reporters, wrote about the film The Fall Guy, which opens this weekend. Of course, it's based on the TV show, loosely based, I think, on the TV show starring Lee Majors from the 80s. It's reviewing well. Rob didn't see it that way. We welcome Rob now onto Nightlight to discuss. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Pete. How are you?
Good. Sorry about the time confusion there. I think Fridays are always a little chaotic here.
No, so. We're loose.
I'm glad to hear.
Staunch her in whatever you need.
Yeah. Hey, how was your trip?
It was so great. My wife and I spent 2 weeks, felt like 2 years, to Denmark, England, London, and then Iceland, Reykjavik. And so it was like our beach vacation was standing in like a sweater and heavy jacket on the beach on the northern tip of Denmark. But we had a great time. Yeah.
Was it work related or just some R&R?
Just for R&R. She had studied in Denmark and England when she was in college and had never been back. I'd always wanted to go to Denmark, especially. So we went out and highly recommend it. Copenhagen, in particular, just an amazing, amazing city. People bike there the way people drive cars here.
Oh, wow. Really?
Like there's morning commutes, traffic jams. You know, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah. With bikes?
Yes, like wow. Just people, you know, people in suits and their business attire, and 8 a.m. they're just like lined up like six deep at the stoplight waiting to go. And
oh, I love
and,
it.
And yeah,
that's fantastic.
And they're serious. We rode our bikes once and we were like clearly like way slower and way, you know, like I thought I knew how to ride a bike, but clearly I was out of my league in Copenhagen.
Were you camped out in the left lane on your bike? Pissing off all the people behind you in the left lane?
I feel like at least I knew to move to the right. Okay, you know, I was not I didn't learn any Danish curses, which is good.
All right. Well, that's good. Yeah. Well, it's good to have you. On behalf of TV and movie watchers everywhere, we're glad you're back at it, Rob. And I read your review of The Fall Guy. And I have to be honest, I have not seen it. It is reviewing, if you go by Rotten Tomatoes, well, I'm so skeptical now of reviews and Rotten Tomatoes because I don't know. This can't be that great a film, can it?
I mean, I didn't think so, but I didn't think it was bad. But what I liked was not. So The Fall Guy was this show. And I got to think 90% of the audience has no idea it was a TV show in the 80s with Lee Majors. My wife had no idea. But like I was of the age where I was, you know, I was a $6 million fan.
Sure.
So I was way into the Fall Guy. You know, I remember the theme song was on, which Lee Majors sung was on country radio. I taped it, memorized the lyrics. You know, I was way into the show. Yeah. I may have been too way into the show to give the movie its proper due. But, you know, basically it's the idea where Ryan Gosling is a stuntman. And Emily Blunt is his ex lover, who's now a director on this new movie. And so they're sort of the best part is honestly between those two. It's kind of like a rom-com in the middle of all these cars slipping over and people jumping out of helicopters and, you know, these great practical stunts. Like I really like, you know, Mission Impossible, like practical stunts, but there's not really much to them. Like, it's not like exciting. It's just like, oh, that's pretty cool. It's sort of, you know, but that's about it. But they're really good together. And I almost kind of wonder if they had sort of moved all the pyrotechnics to the background. Hmm. It might have made for a bit, just a straight up rom-com. It might have made a better movie.
Yeah. I mean, the cast, I like both of them, but I.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think
and they're so good together.
I think part of it, Rob, and I was talking about this the other night. These shows were like, remember Heart to Heart?
Of course.
Yeah. So this.
When they met. It was murder. I remember that show really well.
Well, they were just a couple. And then like Lee Majors is a stunt. Somehow they end up in a caper every week. I never understood that. Even as a kid, I'm like, how are regular people getting into these situations? And it reminded me of Seinfeld when George is pitching Jerry the show and he had to bring ideas to NBC. And he says, you run an antique store and people come in and you get involved in their lives. It's like, so somebody comes in to buy an old lamp and I'm getting them out of a jam. That's how I felt like, you know, the Fall Guy was, or like, you know, it works better, I think, in a movie rather than having to come up with an idea every week of how a stuntman gets involved in something.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. No, it makes me feel bad that I don't solve more mysteries in the course of my everyday life. Because it seems like it's happening all the time. Right.
Yeah, you got to be a little more of a go-getter.
I guess so. I got to be more out there more. Yeah.
So overall, thumbs up, thumbs down, medium thumbs?
Well, I would say medium thumbs. Okay. I mean, my wife had a blast. And she, by the way, knew nothing. I mean, when I had to explain it was a TV show 40 years ago, she had no idea. But she, you know, I mean, Ryan Gosling coming off of Barbie, coming off of I'm Just Ken, like, you know, he's on a peak and like he's really good. And, you know, so like that part of it, I think, is very watchable. And I'm not going to, you know, anybody who doesn't like it, that's totally fine. But I was like, I was really hoping for a little more. The guy who directed it, did Bullet Train, which I thought was kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
And I think he did one of the Deadpool movies. So he's a really good action director. But yeah, this is supposed to be the start of the summer movie season, I guess. Mm-hmm. This movie. And it's just, you know, it was just okay. I mean, if you saw it on a plane, I feel like you'd be set.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Great point. There was, there was apparently people on social media were not happy. Because there's a line where the woman from Ted Lasso walks into a trailer and says, looks like Johnny and Amber were in here.
Oh, I missed that.
People on social media flipped out that was inappropriate. You shouldn't make joke. I mean, people on social media lose their minds over the dumbest, like they don't even know Johnny and Amber,
right?
You know, and it's just their dirty laundry was out there during the trial and people are hung up on the fact that they're making a joke that they kept a messy apartment. It's so stupid. I don't get it. Anyway, I didn't know. So you missed the line.
You know what? I probably didn't even understand what she was saying with her heavy accents. Okay. I completely missed it. Yeah. Okay. So I was not offended.
You were not. Right, very good. There was some film history made here, Rob. I don't know if you know this. Or if I'm breaking this to you, I do break news periodically here on Night
Lights. I'm excited.
All right. So this is the first time in movie history an actor named after a goose played a character named after a horse.
Interesting.
I'm not saying you want to make that into a whole article, buddy. I'm just saying it's interesting.
That is interesting.
It's a tidbit. Might never be done again.
Yeah. I think somebody should get some kind of plaque for that, right?
Let's just see what happens. I'm putting it out there.
Yeah.
Hey, you also did a review. I just saw it at the last minute. Didn't have time to read it, but Sasquatch Sunset. Tell me about Sasquatch Sunset. I am so curious. It seems so
weird. It's got to be out of theaters by now. But like, if you're, it is. So it is, like it says, it's a movie about a family of a Bigfoot, big feet, whatever. I don't know what the plural is, but,
right.
And they, you know, they shamble around in the woods. They talk in their Bigfoot language. And like, the funny thing is like, the actors are like, Jesse Eisenberg and Riley, is how you pronounce that? Cow?
Riley
really
Keough?
Good, recognizable actors.
Is she the girl from Under the Bridge?
Yes, she is. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She's really good. Yeah.
Yeah, she's a good actor.
Even when she's grunting and under like several pounds of latex, where you can't even tell it's her. Yeah, it was a wild movie because it's like watching a nature documentary on Discovery Plus about Sasquatches, basically, and they really went for it. It's a fascinating movie. That's
but
sure.
I've heard there's like a lot of like bodily fluids and sex, yes. And Sasquatch sex.
Yes, if you've never seen a Sasquatch give birth before, Sasquatch Sunset will satisfy your curiosity.
I've actually seen that three times, and it was three too many, so I had to lend a hand once on a plane. All right,
Sasquatch Midwife. I like that. Yeah. That's another show. Sasquatch Midwife.
Midwifery is taking off in the Sasquatch. It's like the number one profession to go into right now in the Sasquatch.
It's the growth industry. Yeah.
So what about that one? You recommend that one or kind of?
I do. I mean, I would just, you know, buyer beware. It's a movie with no dialogue. At least that non-Sasquatch viewers can understand. And, you know, it is fairly grotesque. I mean, you know, or gross, I guess, gross out comedy, I would say. But it's fascinating that they went for it. They made this a 90 minute movie about Sasquatches with no dialogue and no, you know, it's wild. Yeah.
When you saw the film, Rob, were there other Sasquatches in the theater? What did they think of the film?
I did hear grunting around me, but I didn't turn around to look. It's
an aphrodisiac for them.
It's best just to look forward.
Yeah. What have you heard about Unfrosted? Anything?
Every single comic actor in the world is in that movie. I think it opens. It's on Netflix today, right? Or it's already out. Yeah.
I thought it was in theaters, but I think you're right. I think it's just a stream.
I think it's going straight to Netflix. Yeah. And I mean, I'm curious. You know, like just because there's so many funny people in it, and you know, Hugh Grant as Tony the Tiger, that's sort of inspired casting, right?
Yeah, totally.
So, I got to catch up on my Netflix. That when I was in Europe, Netflix was not working for us, so we're way behind on Ripley and all that. Yeah.
We'll have to talk after you get caught up because I jammed through Ripley. One of the things I like about Netflix is it's still they drop all the episodes at least. I think most of the time they do. I just started watching Baby Reindeer and all seven of them are available, and Ripley too. So if you really like something, you can really barrel through them, which is
I'm
cool.
Trying to think if they've ever like the Stranger Things. I guess that was like in two parts.
Okay.
But in general, they haven't done the Apple TV thing where they do a one a week, like regular TV. Yeah. That's how it used to be.
Unfrosted. Is that they do that, right, Rob? I mean, you're a reviewer, an entertainment reporter. If they don't make the film available to critics, that's not a good sign, right?
Well, I've never seen it be a good sign.
Yeah.
Right. Usually there's a reason they don't want people to know about. On the other hand, like, it's a movie about Pop-Tarts. Like, what can critics do here? You know what I mean? Like, it wouldn't be like, oh, I was going to watch the movie about Pop-Tarts, but then Richard Brody in The New Yorker said it lacked a narrative drive. Like, nobody's going to care. You're just going to put it on and watch it.
So, I am no longer going to pitch my film about Toaster Strudel.
No.
Rob Thomas. Rob Thomas is here. When we come back, I'm going to ask him what summer blockbusters he's looking forward to and what he thinks of Wes Anderson. That's next on Nightlight. This is Pete Schwabe. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With my boys and with my troops, yeah. Down along the avenue, some guys with a shooting pool, and I heard the sound of...
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490 AM WLCX and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah, it's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinair on Air.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch.
That is Frankie Valli, who turns, did we find out, 89 or 90?
I'm not sure.
Beautiful. I remember that song. Patrick Mines is here at 8:05, by the way, and Terry Barr at 8:35. This song reminds me of The Deer Hunter. Rob, remember the scene in The Deer Hunter where they're shooting pool?
Uh-huh.
In the bar, like, and they're playing
wedding?
Yeah, after, yeah. Wedding, or... Christopher Walken is singing Can't Take My Eyes Off of You, and they all kind of break out in a song right before they all go to, it's actually right before they all go to Vietnam. I think it's their last time together. Such a great scene. And great use of that song too.
Yeah, that movie's wrenching. Yeah.
Rob, our question tonight is, what does not belong in a salad? Do you have an opinion of that? Is there something you've never put on a salad?
This is a hot take. I do not like a hard-boiled egg on a salad.
Oh, it's God, just, I am with you. Yes.
Yeah.
That is awful. I can't do deviled eggs. If I see deviled eggs at a party, I got to go the other way. I know some people love them. I can't do it.
I'll do a scotch egg at an Irish bar, if you know what a scotch egg is, but you got to wrap it in sausage and then deep fry it. But like, it doesn't go for being a salad for sure.
No, I like that. Now I'm intrigued. Connor, let's see if we can get a scotch egg after the show.
Highly recommend it. Yeah.
Scotch egg. Does that belong in a salad or not? Let us know. 7-855-752-4842. What do you think does not belong in a salad? My guest is Rob Thomas. We're talking about The Fall Guy, Sasquatch Sunset, and, Rob, summer blockbuster season, I guess, is upon us. Really, this weekend is the first weekend, right?
Yeah, it's a little weird because usually it starts with the Marvel movie.
Yeah.
That first week in May, but it's The Fall Guy because I think the strike and Marvel's had a couple of not so big hits, so they're kind of retooling. So it's a little quieter blockbuster season, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. There's certainly no Barbenheimer this summer.
Right.
Last summer. But are there any films in particular you think will do well or you're excited to see personally?
Well, I'm excited. There's a new Mad Max movie, Furiosa, coming out on, I think it's Memorial Day weekend. That's the big one for me because I loved Fury Road. The trailer's not quite as doing it for me the way Fury Road did, but I just got to believe that's going to be a great one. And what else? I think Deadpool versus Wolverine. I think that's good. That's the one Marvel movie this year. I don't know. I like the Deadpool movies, and I think that's going to be a good one.
I have to see
else.
I haven't seen those yet.
Yeah, they're R-rated superhero movies, and I think they're fun. Yeah.
I was reading about the Mad Max film, and they said there's a 15-minute action scene in the film that took like 30 days. And 78 stunt people or something like that to shoot. It's supposed to be an absolute spectacle. But Fury Road, I thought the whole movie was a spectacle. Like, that was incredible.
I read this great book about Fury Road, and there was a quote, I think it was from, director Steven Soderbergh. He was like, I mean, the making of that movie was bizarre, like so many problems. And he said, like, I don't understand how they're not still making it and like hundreds of people aren't dead. Like, there's so many stuntmen and they just were like out in the desert, just like, you know, revving up the trucks and going for it. So I have high hopes for that one.
Yeah,
for sure.
Same.
I loved Inside Out, the Pixar movie. I'm not so sure, but there's a sequel coming. And then I'm not sure, like, I didn't even know there was a Bad Boys movie coming out, like, in a month. Did you know that?
I knew. Sigh.
Okay. I saw the trailer for Fall Guy, and I was like, I had no idea this was coming. It looked bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how that could be great, but
yeah,
I'll be surprised. I think they've,
what else?
There's
a Planet of the Apes movie coming next
yes,
week.
Yes, that's the one I was going to, yeah.
And those have been pretty good, like the last couple.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that one. When I was in London, there's I think it's called Back to Black, the Amy Winehouse biopic.
Yeah,
That was huge over there. That's coming, I think, mid-May as well. So that might be kind of a sleeper. I'm interested in that.
How about Hitman, the Richard Linklater film?
Yes. Is that going to play in theaters? Because it's a Netflix movie,
It's
right?
May 24th in theaters, June 7th on Netflix.
Okay.
And it's Glenn Powell.
I've heard that's great.
Yeah. Oh, have you? Oh, good. That's cool. I'm excited to see that one.
Yeah, Glenn Powell, who was in Top Gun Maverick and... what's the movie? Anyone But You, the one with Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah,
Sydney. He's supposed to be great in that. So yeah, because that would be great if that was in theaters.
Yeah, it will be. And here, the other thing I wanted to ask you about is last time we were here, you were here. You talked about the Richard Linklater film Before Sunrise. I finally saw that. I haven't seen the other two. He is maybe my favorite filmmaker. Like the stuff he does, like Boyhood was so different and cool, and had a gimmick that I loved, and like. So I am totally on board with Hitman. I'm very excited to see that.
I agree. Yeah. He makes movies that like Richard Linklater that are like, I mean, they're kind of like real life. Right?
Yeah.
In some ways, right?
Boyhood totally was. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let me know when you see Before Sunset, the next one, because that one is fabulous as well.
Fantastic. Yeah. That'll be my next. One last question. We have about a minute left, Rob. Wes Anderson. Where are you on Wes Anderson?
I unabashedly love Wes Anderson.
Oh, nice.
And I would say the last two or three movies he made, I went in thinking, well, this is going to be more of the same, right? Like, this is the same actors, the same sort of style. And every time I'm like, this is like The French Dispatch or Asteroid City, I'm like, this is legitimately great. Like, he is, you know, he's doing the same things, but like, I mean, nobody does them the way he does. So I'm all in every time he makes a new movie. Yeah.
That's a great, you know, that's a great response. I loved his first two. I like half of Tenenbaums, and then I'm all over the place. But to me, those are masterpieces, Bottle Rocket and Rushmore. So it was his birthday this week, and we've been talking about him a little bit. So I just wanted to ask you. But hey, thanks for your time tonight, buddy. This was fun, as always.
Great talking to you, Pete.
Welcome back to the States. We'll do it again soon, I hope.
Thanks, sir.
All right. Rob Thomas, ladies and gentlemen, check out his work in the Capital Times. They're fine entertainment reporter. Rob writes just great stuff. He's a phenomenal writer. Sherry. Thank you, Sherry. Checks in on the text line from the 707 in Northwest Coast, California. Frankie Valli turned 90 today. There you go. And still performing, I believe. Maybe at Sherry's house. Maybe that's how she knew. I don't know. All right. Terry Barr joins us at 8:35. She's got breaking news from the Mascot Theory Show. That's what we'll call it for now, but it's just fun. And coming up next on Nightlight, from the Theater on the Bay in Marinette, Wisconsin, to talk about Clue, Patrick Mines, the director. I'm Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Walking with the love, that's all so fine. Never
to be mine, no matter how I try. This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning, Mary Mazzio, whose documentary Bad River focuses on the effort to remove a petroleum pipeline endangering waters up north.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Progressive presents 10 things on a plumber's to-do list that are harder than getting a small business insurance quote.
Waking up for 5 a.m. plumbing disasters, finding out why water is pouring from the ceiling, replacing a pipe in a home from the 1800s, then dealing with invoices or your awkward apprentice or that really weird smell, and then there's breathing and eating and, of course, clogs. But the easiest thing on any small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you could save on the business insurance that's right for you. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.